Breakfast Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
This gentleman will attempt to put his name into the Book of Records, the Guinness Book of Records. Jonathan Cochrane, good morning, sir. Lovely to see you again, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ryan. Great to be here.
Listen, how are you feeling, by the way? There's a week to go, so what's the nerves like?
They're kicking in now. It's always been next week, so Now it's this week.
Listen, here we are. Tell us, first of all, why this specific record. You are going to be playing at the most lawn bowl clubs in 24 hours. Now, we know we're very fortunate in the Western Cape to have so many beautiful bowling clubs. I'm thinking of, like, traffic and getting from one to the other and pushing your way through as many as you can in the space of 24 hours. Why specifically lawn bowls?
Well, I play lawn bowls now for over a decade.
Yes.
And it's the best kept secret in sport.
Mm. Spot on.
It is a sport that we have 9-year-olds playing. We have 100-year... Well, opening day yesterday, on Saturday at Edgemead, we had a 91-year-old lady bowl.
Sure. That is
but
incredible.
She actively plays.
Yes.
So it's not just a token. She plays every single week. We got people with no arms bowling, no legs, wheelchairs, cerebral palsy, blind bowlers.
Yes.
So it really is inclusive of any age, gender, socioeconomics.
Mm, absolutely.
It really is, and it's not very strenuous.
No.
Mm. It's very social, but it's also extremely competitive,
very.
Depending where you want to be.
Yes.
It's not like in a football team,
you
have to win and what have you,
sure.
Whereas you can take it more relaxed, or you can take it up to Commonwealth Gold.
Sure.
We've got a local bowler by the name of Annika Skeepers. Not going to give away age, but it's she's young. She's, late 20s, early 30s.
Yes.
Let's put it in that ballpark. She's won numerous Commonwealth Gold medals over the last
decade. Incredible.
So it really, it's not just old man's marbles anymore.
And it's, you know what the other thing about it is? It's to your point, it's inclusive of the whole family, but also it's something that's really festive. You don't, I know that on the actual bowling greens it's very quiet, but back in the clubhouse, there's such a liquor camaraderie amongst bowlers and their families. It's really a wonderful community, it is. And you get that sense that that once you start and you get hooked, you're hooked for life.
Yeah. Well, take... Skulk
was saying that.
Yes. I mean, he took it up literally. He went to go and play with his parents to make fun of them.
Yeah.
And now he's
a bowler.
Yeah. Now he's a proper bowler.
Listen, we've got to go as a team and bowl. I'll tell you now, Edgemead's a great community. That club is an institution. It's been there forever. The people are incredible. The same can be said, I guess, at all bowling clubs. I've been fortunate to go and pop in at a lot of them. And it's the same kind of energy. It's the same kind of camaraderie and love that you feel there. Let's talk about the Saturday. Now, mapping out in my mind already a route that you'd have to take. What is the goal? What is the current record in terms of consecutive clubs in 24 hours?
8. And it's set in the UK.
Got you. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, in the UK, you have a proper transport system.
Yes.
South Africa's a challenge. Mm-hmm. I'm not allowed to use anything but my feet, my city, Golden Arrow, or Metro Rail.
You kidding?
No Uber, no taxis, Weinberg, none of that type of thing. Not even a bicycle. So
wow.
And the reason for that is so it's not race the clock, because I could do all the Cape Town clubs in 24 hours.
Absolutely.
Because, but from Edgemead all the way to Kells River, Durbanville,
yes,
there's 9 clubs in a, 7-kilometer radius, but there's no buses or trains.
Absolutely. So how are we going to get about this? Have you figured out a route?
Yep, that's what's taken me. I got approval in November last year from Guinness to attempt this.
Okay.
And it's taken me almost a year to get the logistics.
Sure.
Not only transport, but finding an open weekend where there's not too many competitions on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Western Province, Bowl South Africa, and obviously club competitions.
Yes.
And I'm starting in Fishhook. Then I'm catching a train to Bergfleet.
Got you.
Then I'm walking to, anyway, from there it's Meadow Ridge.
Got you.
Plumstead.
Yes.
I've got to get off at Newlands Cricket Stadium.
Yes.
The famous railway stand.
Yeah.
And walk all the way to Western Province Cricket Club's
Bowls Greens
and back.
Yes.
And then my train to town, my city to the Glen Country Club. Then Fresnay, from Fresnay back to town to Milnerton. To Sunningdale, from Sunningdale to Century City, Century City to Summer Greens, and then I'll leave the biggest and longest walk for last, and that's to Edgemead.
Over the bridge,
Bosman's Dam.
Bosman's Dam, right into Edgemead Drive, all the way down.
All the way up to Edgemead.
Yeah. That is, I'm telling you now, that last trek of yours, you've left after playing bowls around the entire Cape. That last little trek you've left with a walk, and now do you have to carry, just interesting, you say you have to take a walk. Do you have to carry your balls with you?
Fortunately not.
No, you don't have to. Right, and the rules are that 24 hours. So how long do you think this is going to take you? What time do you plan to set off? Can people see you along the way?
Yes, I'm starting at 4. My first bowl will be bowled at 4 a.m. in Fushuk.
Okay.
Because the first train is at 4:45.
Sure.
And then I will be on Facebook and Instagram Live, BowlsBoy77.
Mm-hmm.
Then there'll be people taking photographs to document it, to make sure that it's authentic. Witness, got to have at least 5 people at each club, a bowler, an umpire, a marker, and 2 witnesses to authenticate. And then they've asked the public, if anybody sees me along the way or follows or is at a club, take photos, tag me, so that they can authenticate that this hasn't been rigged and done over a 6-week period or something.
This is incredible. I know you're going to smash this record. And I know when we talk again next week, Monday, we're going to be talking to the holder of the new Guinness record for the most clubs played in 24 hours. This is incredible. To all the clubs you'll be visiting, you'll be making your mark in the Guinness Book of World Records as well, because you'll be a part of the club, one of the clubs that Jonathan has visited in breaking these records. So to all the clubs embracing you on this journey as well, Jonathan, wishing you the best. This is so great for the sport, and I know that you're doing this for the sport, because it's a love of the of this game and growing of the sport that is why it's being done. And I just to have another record holder in the city of a world record is going to be a great thing. Ladies in one and gents in 1 week from today, we'll have an all new record holder. Please, to all the public transport, please be on time and safe.
Yes, please.
Everybody be on time. Jonathan, all the best. And just thanks to everybody who got involved, everyone who sponsored. And I know it can't be easy logistically and even from a financial point of view to get everything in place and make sure there are enough sponsors. It's huge. Thanks to everyone who sponsored Jonathan's journey thus far.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jonathan. All the best, mate.
Love the show, guys.
Cheers. Aww. Thanks. Ciao,
bye.
Ciao.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.